Seymour.
Hello.
Yes, Miss Sector.
Miss President, hope you had a good day yesterday.
Good.
Two things at the moment. Ambassador Bunker has said yes, and Ralph Duncan is getting us something down to you so that you can announce that this afternoon if you wish to.
Fine. We'd sure like to have as much as we can. Now, that's what you and Tom Mann really think he is by... He's the outstanding in that field, and he'll really work with Tom where we can get this job done.
Well, I think there's no doubt about that, and he is one of our most distinguished and successful ambassadors who has been working on Latin American problems for the last several months, and he has been ambassador down there before, and the Latin Americans will look upon that as an absolutely first-class appointment.
Does he speak Spanish?
He speaks Portuguese, French. And a little Spanish, not much, but the combination of Portuguese and French and English will be entirely satisfactory until he picks up a little on his Spanish.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, secondly, Dobrynin has just come in with a 25-page message in Russian, which is being addressed by Khrushchev to all chiefs of government throughout the world. They'll probably make this public in the next few hours, the next day or two. It has to do with... proposals for agreement, for an overall agreement to settle territorial disputes by peaceful means. It's an interesting idea. It has possibly some bugs in it about East Germany or something of that sort on the purely technical side. But this is now being translated. It's, as I say, 25 pages long. But what I just said to you is, in effect, what Rubinin said to me orally. But we'll take a look at it, and if I'll speak to Pierre about it, if there are questions down there. As far as today is concerned, I would simply say that I'd suggest that he say that it is a long message and is being translated straight away, and that you'll have a chance to study it as soon as it's available.
All right. Sorry, we're not making it instead of him.
Well, these are proposals of the sort that we've been making for years, and the fact that he comes back with one is itself some movement like on the, maybe on the, as on the test ban treaty, where we had made the proposal that he came forward finally and he had to make the proposal back at us, you see.
Mm-hmm.
However, we'll take a look at it and see what it means. It's just possible that this is something we can pin some things onto.
I wish you'd tell the embassy in Germany to keep a real clip sheet on everything that's said and done on this meeting and everything that's good that we get and we can feed out so we don't get off the crops yesterday and other things. And we don't want it to just deteriorate into an affair that nobody did anything.
I'm seeing George McGee in just a few minutes. I'll emphasize that to him.
Just tell him we want all that we can, and I wish somebody in the State Department would make the 6 or 8 points that we can make specifically. It's not just platitudes that were the subject of this conference. I don't know whether we can say so or whether it's truthful, but if it is, I would like to say that we told him that we were reducing our budget $1 billion, and he agreed to increase his $1 billion. Which is of some help in bearing increased part of the defense load. That we agreed that we'd spend $600 million in his country of 6 divisions, and he agreed that he'd spend $700 million in ours. That spells it out a little more specifically, that we agreed that we oughtn't to be furnishing Castro with spare parts to keep all of his stuff going, and he agreed that he'd stop it. Now, I don't guess you can say that. But if we don't have some specifics, then the Crocs just come along and say, well, hell, we did nothing but see cutting Oriole and sing deep in the heart of Texas. And that's because we have inadequate briefing of these people, and we don't have enough solid stuff to put into them. I think at the fourth point, we ought to say that we told him we'd been in 2 wars in our lifetime. We weren't going to start another one of our own volition. We were prepared for any, but that we were going to go down this road of peace, and we'd like him to go with us if he would. If he didn't, why, we were going down it anyway, and he said he'd be glad to go with us and to go on and make whatever proposals we thought were justified, and he'd be ready to evaluate them with us. And he made some suggested ones himself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think we could say that without direct attribution. And he was shoving us to go on and tell him that he'd like to make them alone if they'd make certain concessions to him. But it shows that it's more than just a gymnasium party, and unless we do that with the Lipmans and the Crocs and the rest of them, why, pretty soon we've got an image of just having a great big bass brand there and doing nothing.
Well, I think you'll find that that Lipman, Reston, Al Friendly and others are dealing with it in much more...
Well, that's good. That's good.
Times. I think on all these points, except with the trade for Cuba, that they've been pretty well backgrounded on that. The Croc story was a pretty much of an exception on the way that meeting was handled.
Well...
Bob Manning is sitting here with me now, and I'll get him to get a little roundup on this.
Sit down with Croc and show Croc what the USIS says that the papers are saying over there, and call him in. He's a friend of ours. He ought to be doing this kind of stuff.
Right, right.
And
well, I got hold of him. Now, I have a press conference this afternoon. At the moment, I think that you and I have talked about the things that are likely to come up. They'll be asking about steps toward peace, and they'll be asking about the Cyprus question and things of that sort. But I don't see any booby traps at the moment. If there are difficult questions... when I go through the briefing and so forth, I'll be in touch with you again.
Well, I want this. I don't know how you do it, and you probably ought to, it's probably not a subject for our press conference, but when they say to us, you talk about wanting to go down the road to peace, you talk about ending the Cold War in the United Nations, you talk about living and let live, and you want to get along in this world, that's the number one problem. Now, specifically, affirmatively, what have you got to propose to do this? I think that we ought to have the best brains that we've got to giving us up a list of things that we have proposed, or preferably something we haven't that's fresh,
right,
that we could say something besides having Claiborne Pell just come down and have to do it. If not, I'd poll the senators and get the ideas. I mean, I think we ought to constantly have a brains group searching for things to propose that can give us the initiative in these things, and that we can be talking about them. I wired every governor last night, asking them for their cooperation, help in the new year, and the responsibilities we bore together, and so forth, and all the leaders the same way. Now, I didn't wire the head of every state, although I probably should have. Then they'd be reading about our wanting peace instead of what Khrushchev wants. That's the point I want to make.
Right.
I felt a little sure on this other thing, and I did wiring the heads of state. But I think that we ought to find some positive, concrete things that so we don't look like we're anemic and sick.
Right.
And let's be shaking them off of base a little bit and letting them figure out how to reply to our 25-page memo instead of our figuring how to reply to theirs. And let's get some people like Tommy Thompson and some of the better minds we've got and go out in the newspaper fraternity and the senatorial fraternity and say, now, what the hell are you talking about? You want to explore means? What means have you got in mind? And maybe we could get something that we could really poke at them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that next week.
All right, so fine. Thank you.